Hey y'all, it's me, Natasha Weston, host of the Clothes for Maintenance podcast, and today marks the beginning of something beautiful. We're about to delve into the lives of those who make our community vibrant and unique. I'm excited to introduce our newest addition to the Clothes for Maintenance podcast, a place where connections deepen and stories unfold. This is Beyond the Couch, a segment where I'm inviting the stories and conversations of my cherished listeners and supporters into the spotlight. Each Beyond the Couch episode is a celebration of you, your experiences, your wisdom, and reflections on our shared exploration of life beyond the daily hustle. Think of it as our way of staying close, a midweek touchpoint to keep our connection alive and thriving in between full episodes. In this first BTC episode, we have the pleasure of welcoming Anjanae Smalls, a cherished and loyal member of our community. We'll unpack and explore her insight, revelations, and personal takeaways from her favorite CFM episodes and unravel the threads that connect us. So grab a cozy spot, unwind, and let's share this special midweek moment together. This is Beyond the Couch. Hey, you guys, welcome to the Clothes for Maintenance podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Weston, and welcome to the first ever Beyond the Couch conversation, where I'm bringing on amazing supporters and listeners of the podcast to have conversations about previous episodes and just get your thoughts on where you are in life, how the podcast has helped you, and if you have any feedback. You know, the things that happen in our text messages and in our DMs. I thought it would be a good idea to interject you guys into it. Our first guest today is my good sis, Anjanae Smalls. And Anjanae and I have known each other, but we've gotten really close over the last several months or so.
Yeah, last August.
And she is one of the top supporters of the show. Like, she listens to every episode. I don't know how many times, but you do keep me going, because doing the show is not the easiest thing, especially with the level of vulnerability that it requires to put myself on Front Street.
Yeah.
But it feels good when you guys say, oh my God, I can relate to that too. It just, it makes this easier. And so when I was thinking about doing this, because of course I get a lot of people that want to be on the show, but aren't necessarily a good fit for a full episode. But when I was thinking about how can I still have conversations that I'm already having, you came to mind, because every time a new episode is posted, we always talk about it. We always have an unpacking session about it. So I just thought you would be a good person to sit down and talk about it with. So thank you for supporting me and supporting the podcast. I've been watching you grow, and you've just already been blossoming.
I know, I can't believe it.
Yeah, so can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, just to give a little background?
Yes, so my name is Anjanae Query Smalls, born and raised in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. I met Natasha last August at a football game. And ever since then, you requested me on Facebook. And I was just looking at her news feed, and I was like, wow, because I saw that you were on a healing journey also, and I was like, okay, we have a lot that we can relate to. And things just set it off from there.
Yeah, she's like my little sis.
Yeah,
like seriously, a lot of the things you're experiencing, I'm experiencing or have experienced, whether it's in mom life, walking in your purpose, figuring out what that is, and just navigating our mental health space. It's been very important. Even like our job stories in have a way have been similar.
And speaking of jobs, I did get a new job.
You did get a job.
Yes, and I start tomorrow.
Look at that.
I know. It's like I'm living the days that I've been praying for. And I'm just like, okay, I can breathe now.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about your last job and why you left?
Yeah, so my last job, very, very stressful. And I felt as though like I was the only one doing the work in the clinic. And I just couldn't do it anymore. And I know that I had to find something new was when I would go home and Jameson would just want to play with me. I was like, I can't right now. I was like, or I would just like go sit on the couch and I would just instantly fall asleep, or not cooking dinner, going out to eat every day, fast food, and that money adds up. And I was like, I am spending this much money. So I was just like, I just need something that's more, not like laid back, but I don't have to put all my energy into work. And then when I get home, I have zero energy for my family.
Yeah.
I can relate totally to that. That stress and anxiety. And it's just like you feel like you're just waking up to go to work and it's not really allowing you to walk in your purpose. Because I think we all need jobs for the most part to take care of ourselves and to take care of our family. But at the end of the day, if it's causing you a certain level of unhappiness, then you often wonder, like, is this really for me? So I know that's definitely something that I could relate to. Congratulations. Yes,
thank you.
I'm so happy for
thank
you.
Thank you. And it was a journey finding a new job too. Like, I had two interviews. One of them, I did not like the vibe of the three ladies that interviewed me. Mm-hmm. They were over-talking me. They didn't let me finish a sentence. And after I got off the interview, I just sat there and I cried. And I was like, I just left a place like this. I don't want to go back to something like this right now. And then I had a second interview. And I thought the interview went very well. And then she called me back the next day and she was like, well, I have a different position for you, but we do want to keep you. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like, what is this? And when she told me the role, I was like, I have to talk to my husband about this because I don't think I'm a good fit.
Yeah.
And ironically, I think it was your episode 3 that came out. And it was like, who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. And I listened to that episode and I was like, wow, I don't belong here.
You
it's
don't.
Like, I deserve more than this. Like, I know that I'm better for this. And I called her. I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't accept this position. Even though I was looking for a job. And I felt guilty. I was like, I need a job, but I'm still turning something down. But I was like, I know that I can do better than this.
Yeah. And that's speaking up for yourself and advocating for yourself. And you look back at old scenarios where you weren't. Because I know I didn't. I just think I better thank God for this job because
I know
I need this job. I need the money. But then it's like, saying no, I actually can do better than this. And in episode 4 that I just recorded, I talked about advocating for yourself and knowing what is good for you. Yeah. And so I think that's a battle for a lot of people is knowing what you need versus standing up for what you know you deserve and trusting the process and trusting that life will lead you to where you need to be and identifying triggers and things like, oh, yeah, me and that personality ain't going to work.
Yeah, I can't go back to that.
Yeah.
And you said just being self-aware because the way that I felt when I was talking to them, it just brought up the triggers like, this is something that I just left. I was like, I can't go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wow. So far, what is your favorite episode or what has been the episode that has resonated with you the most and why? Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it's the Who Do You Think You Are episode.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just like, you deserve more. And I was always the type where I would just be a yes person. I was afraid to say no or whatever someone would ask me to do. I was like, oh, okay. Even though I know it's not in my job description, I felt as though that I couldn't tell the doctor I was working for. I was like, well, I can't tell her no. So I just took on so much. Yeah. But now going into my new job, I know that I need to limit myself. Because I'm such a giver and a helping person that I want to help everyone. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, I can't take too much on because I don't want to get burnt out again.
Yeah. And so you're clear now walking into this new situation, what you will do and what you won't do. Setting boundaries, essentially, is what it is. Would you say that how you have been in your previous job, just giving and like overcompensating, have you been like that in your life outside of work? And how has that looked for you?
Yes, I have. Then after I had Jameson, I had him during COVID.
Jameson is her son.
Yeah, that's my son. He's 3 years old. So I had him during COVID, June 2020. And I took a year off of work just to stay home with him and then like everything else that was going on. I just feel as though I was a yes person to everybody. Literally to everybody, like work, family, friends. I was just a yes person. I was just afraid to say no because if I say no, then I don't want them to think that I'm mad at them for saying no, or I don't want them to get mad at me for saying no. But I realized it's like I'm spreading myself way too thin and I wasn't focusing on myself.
Right.
And that's where I saw that my problem was. I wasn't spending no amount of time on myself at all.
Right.
But I was just giving to everything. But like when people see me, they can't even tell because I always have a smile on my face. But deep down, it's just like, oh my gosh. Sometimes I don't even know how I made it through days. Yeah.
So that's tough.
I know like when I look back on it now, it's like, wow, I was existing but wasn't living.
And that's something a lot of us do.
Yeah.
Like we're just day to day. It's like the days run into each other because we're doing a lot of what we're doing for other people and not for ourselves. Yes, not and myself. It just leaves you depleted. You know what I mean? And it's really like a water bottle. You keep pouring out of it and pouring out of it and pouring out of it and not refilling it. Then eventually the water dries up. Like there's nothing left for you to give yourself or anyone else. So I know I have struggled with that. And that's something I'm being more intentional about now. What are some things that you have been doing differently once you identified that you were people pleasing and not saying no when you wanted to say no? Like, what are some things that you have found yourself doing and you realize, oh, that's me standing up for myself? Yeah,
creating the boundaries, no matter who it is, even if it has to be with Jameson, because he wants to be all over me. And I was like, okay, we need 2 minutes. I was like, I need 2 minutes. Yeah. And I'm like, Jameson, he was like, you need 2 minutes for me? I was like, no, but so I have funny. To finish this. And I was like, can you go play in your room or something? Yeah. And then we'll come back. And I set a timer on my phone. So even if it's like 10, 15 minutes, and when the timer goes off, he'd be like, mommy, that's the timer.
That is so funny. Yeah,
so I was like, okay, come on, let's, because he's into monster trucks. So he wants to always crash trucks with the ramps because he has these little ramps. And even if I sit on the floor and I fold clothes with him, I'm still doing something right. with him. So even with my child, I had to set boundaries, set boundaries for everybody. Right. So, yeah.
Wow. That's so funny. Yeah. And Jamie's so cute. It's like, how do you tell him no?
I know. Yeah. But setting boundaries, that helped me out a lot. And even if someone asked me something, I was like, well, I can't do it now, but I can do it such and such. So not even saying no to them, but not dropping everything and going to their rescue. Because that's the type of person I was. Like, if somebody called me and be like, hey, can you go do this for me? And I was like, okay, yeah.
And
I was
leaving everything. Your life in chaos because you left everything undone to get to them. Yeah.
Now I know it's like, okay, yeah, I can do this, but I'll do it such and such, or I'll have it done at this time.
And how does that make you feel now?
It makes me feel like I have some sort of control over my life now. I just felt as though the only thing that I was doing was being a mom and working. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't control any of that, like, mom 24/7. I can't just call out of work.
Right.
Yeah. So just having that control with the boundaries, that really helped me.
And I think as adults, we want to feel in control of what we got going on. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you do or who you are. And I know that's something that I have been struggling with recently, just saying no and not saying no to be mean, but really being clear on, does this align with who I'm trying to be?
Right.
No, not going to do it. I don't care who's mad. I don't care who's disappointed. Or is this something that feels good to me? Yes. And then another thing that I had to start doing is, if I'm getting ready to make a decision, before I go and ask anybody what they think, being 100% decisive on what I'm going to do, regardless, right? I just think, yes, we have other people in our lives to advise us and counsel us. But at the end of the day, you have to make the decision that's best for you and not care what everybody else thinks. You can value other people's opinions and what they think about what you're doing, but not to the point to where you're only making decisions that other people want you to make. And people think that I'm lying when I say that. Like, I used to say yes all the time to everything.
Me too. So I know.
And it drove me crazy. At the end of the day, when I sat back, a lot of the reasons why I was frustrated about a lot was it had nothing to do with me.
It's other people.
It's other people's stuff.
Yeah.
It's other people's burdens and baggage that I was attaching myself to, not realizing that that's what I was doing.
Yeah, because you want to help them, but in the end, you're not helping yourself at all.
And then you're really covering yourself and taking on somebody else's or other people's identity too at the end of the day, because what you're around and what you accept and what you allow, and like, if you combine everybody else's decisions about your life, hey, did you make any on your own?
Exactly. Right. It's like, what was the point of this then?
Yeah. So shout out to you for just standing up for yourself, you know?
And you talking about making decisions, when I had the job offer and I sent you that 10-minute long voice note, that was just my way of venting. And I was like, sorry, this is 10 minutes long now. But I told you, if I do this, I'm not going to be happy. And you responded, you was like, okay, well, the number one thing I saw is you said you weren't going to be happy.
That was all I heard after you said that.
Wow. Even though I was looking for your advice too, but I was still giving myself advice. But I have to listen to my own advice too.
And that's a good way to determine if you're making the right choice. Will this make me happy?
Right.
And I think there is a difference between immediately maybe not as happy as you could be. So like a little compromise. But if it's a huge compromise and you already feel like this ain't it.
Right. And I think it's because I know that role that they wanted me to be in, I feel as though I would get bored. I was like, I already passed this. I was doing this stuff like early on in my early 20s. I was like, I don't.
Yeah. You had already outgrown it.
Yeah. I definitely outgrown that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just so thankful that now I have something. I start tomorrow. I'm very excited too. And I'm kind of like anxious just because I'm just ready to start something new. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like a fresh new start.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah. So you said episode 2 was your favorite so far.
And that manifesting with Kristen, like with Oprah. And I.
Oh my God. Was that not crazy?
Yeah. I really believe in the manifesting because when I was looking for the new job and I would just be sitting there thinking, it's like, okay, when I get my new job, I can do this, I can do this.
Already seeing yourself in that position.
Seeing myself in that position, and now it's happening, and it's like I'm living in the days I've been praying for. Wow. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, I can breathe now.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Yes, yeah, that Oprah story is special. I tell her that all the time.
Yeah, like,
that's something amazing. Not everybody's ever going to be able to experience. So, you know, now there's no better time than to get the manifesting.
Right,
whatever it is you want, start seeing yourself in that. Even with this podcasting thing, I had to start taking it more serious. I know from the outside looking in, it looks like I take it serious, but like, I really had to look at it like, go ahead and make the investments and do what you got to do. Because I've been podcasting for so long, but I always took the shortcut. So I thought I just needed the mic. It didn't need to be the best. And I could just film wherever. But now with this show, I've really been not just investing in equipment and stuff, like monetary wise, but monetary, that's a word, right?
Yeah.
I'd be having to ask because I swear I'd be making that word sometimes. But investing more of my energy and my time and really being intentional about it, because I realize that while I'm the face of this and the voice of it, that it's impacting so many people. Yes. I was on Clay's podcast yesterday as a guest.
That's awesome.
And the first thing he said was, girl, everybody talking about your podcast. And I'm like, that's scary. And he was like, no. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but it does make me feel like, not that all eyes are on me, like any pressure or anything, because I only turn this mic on when I have something I feel that's valuable to say. I'm not just about to be talking about anything. But it is holding me accountable on a different level. And this makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So because this makes me happy, I'm going to do what I need to do and say no to what I need to say no to make space for it. For example, last night I had bought a ticket to go to a comedy show. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was thinking, Ange. Like, I don't know why I bought a 9:30 p.m. anything.
Yeah.
I'd be tired. Just be in her bed.
I know.
But I knew that I had to do this morning. Mm-hmm. And I knew that for me to show up 100% as my best self, I needed to come back here and lay down. Even if I didn't go to sleep, I just needed to fully clear my mind, especially because we filmed yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was a guest on another podcast. So my energy was already spread so thin.
Yeah.
I knew that in order for this to make the difference that it needed to make and for us to have this conversation, I needed to be clear-headed and not groggy. The old me would have been like, I'm going to that comedy show.
Yeah.
I'm going because I already bought this ticket. But I realize what's important now. This podcast is important. I will tell you, 7 years as a podcaster, my first podcast never got this type of traction. And we're only on episode, 4 by the time this goes out. I've never gotten this many reviews. I've never gotten this much feedback. And I guess, you know, when a show first comes out, it's hyped. Everybody's excited. And then it dies down. It hasn't died down yet.
I think it's because the conversations that you have with people, and some people, they're afraid to have these conversations. So now that we're hearing you talk about it, because I was nervous to do this.
Yeah.
I wanted to text you on Wednesday and be like, hey, I can't do it in Jarrell.
I was expecting you to. I was like, I hope Ron show back out.
I was. And then I read my horoscope. And of course, you know, I look into those things. And it gave me the chills. It was like, take this opportunity. This can take you to new places.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Jarrell, and that's my husband.
Yeah,
so I was talking,
that's her husband.
I was talking to Jarrell. He was like, this will be something good for you. He was like, you should do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, but I need to build up my confidence. And he was like, well, this is the first step.
The first
step. Okay, well.
That's the thing. You start somewhere. You don't get to have something to look back on or something to grow from if you don't start somewhere. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a plenty of moments like this where you feel incompetent or mm-hmm. insecure or not as confident as you would like to be. And even that feeling is based off of what you see. Right. Yeah. You might look at me and say, oh, she's confident. I don't even match to that. Yeah. So why should, trust me, sometimes I don't get nervous to do this anymore, mm-hmm. but there have been plenty of moments that I get nervous. Anytime I'm booked to speak somewhere, I don't sleep for like a week before and yeah, just thinking about it, playing out scenarios that hadn't even happened in my head. It's always self-inflicted. But you have to start, because imagine how many people are like you. Talking themselves out of opportunities or feeling like they aren't as confident or don't belong in certain rooms. Yeah. Everybody's thinking that way. You be the one person to step out and say, I don't care how scared I am. I'm going to have this mic shaking.
And I know. Because if anyone knows me, they know I am super quiet, mm-hmm. shy. I don't.
And that's just why I ask her to do this.
I was like, oh my gosh. And my palms were sweating. I was like, oh my, can I really do something like this?
You can.
And this is probably the most that anyone has ever heard me talk. When they listen to this, it's like, you spoke like that?
See? Yeah. It's a new season, yeah, y'all. It's a new season. And it's time. It's so many stories. They don't even know the full context of yours, but yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so many stories. I see how things that I think aren't a big deal impacts people. And I'm like, okay, if I can just keep opening my voice. That's really what God wants us to do at the end of the day. He don't allow us to go through things to keep it to ourselves. Now, you do go through seasons where you keep it quiet for a reason. You get through things. And that's why this is so different for me. Because usually I get through something and then I tell y'all about it. But y'all going on this journey with me, literally. Yes. And that's why I didn't do an episode last week, is because I just didn't have nothing to talk about. No, I'll take that back. I had something to talk about. I just didn't know how to articulate it yet.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, you didn't know how to put it together.
I didn't know how to make it make sense, mm-hmm. not just for understanding purposes, but for resonation purpose. Like, I needed it to resonate.
Okay.
And so I needed time to go by where I could pray and meditate and like, okay, is this what I'm supposed to be talking about? Okay, yeah. And then I got confirmation off of a YouTube video. Vanessa, I always say her last name wrong. Lau? She's this big YouTuber. She has been. And she basically built an online business. And when I was heavy in business coaching and stuff, she was one of the people I looked up to, watched her videos. And when her video popped up a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, shoot. I just realized she hadn't been on YouTube in like a year.
Wow.
And her video was about her basically shutting her whole business down and taking a year off. And as I watched the video, she talked about how she just hit a period where she realized that her business wasn't even hers authentically. She was just copying what other people in her arena were doing and how she just was neglecting all these other areas of her life. And it really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. That's the same type of resonation I need on this podcast. And I do want it to be consistent, but not at the rate that I'm just talking about anything. It has to make sense. It has to be relatable. And it's not easy putting yourself in front of you. Sometimes I turn the mic on and I just sit there. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, am I really about to put myself out there like this? But then it's like a sign of relief for me, too, because nobody can tell me nothing about my life because it's kind of like out there. It's like no big secret, really. Now, granted, there are things I keep to myself. But overall, I'm very open and honest about where I am. And I see how that is. It makes the most difference.
Yeah, it really does. Because I was like, okay, if Toddy can do this, maybe I can too.
Yeah.
And now I have someone who I can talk to who's like, okay, can you help me with this? Or can I get some advice on mm-hmm. this? So I am very thankful. And I look at it as God gave you this assignment to create this for us. And his assignment to me was to help support you and encourage you to keep you going. Because sometimes people really need this stuff but don't know how to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask someone, then they'll be like, oh, well, what's wrong with you? It's like, nothing. I just need somebody to talk to or just to vent to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, that makes me happy. And that's why I wanted to do this segment. We are a community. We're growing together. Y'all are learning me. Some of y'all are just finding me for the first time through this podcast. Yeah. So, and then there are some that came from the last one. So you're seeing me in a different light. And so as we're growing, as we're learning, I don't want y'all to think that this is a one-way thing.
Right.
This is a two-way thing. I feed off of knowing that my vulnerability and transparency is in some way impacting you. and all episodes won't resonate with everybody. And you said something on Facebook the other day that I was like, you know what? She's right. And it was about, it was episode 3 with Ebony about our sober journey. Oh, okay. And you said that that episode could relate to so many other aspects outside of not drinking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That's so true. So really, you have to come into these episodes with an open mind, because just because it means one thing for me doesn't mean it has to mean the same thing for you. So you always bring out really good points. And I'm like,
With her episode, other than the alcohol, was removing yourself from different situations or different environments.
Right.
And to just focus on yourself. And even if I want to go hang out with my sister and she's doing something that I'm no longer wanting to do, it's like, okay, I still have to take a break from you until I'm strong enough to say no.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
for sure.
That was something that that I took away from that episode.
Yeah. That episode, I was so hesitant to do. Well, yeah, because like I mentioned, I didn't want people to put me in this cage where if you see me with a glass of wine, you're like, you're not supposed to be drinking. I'm still human. And I never said I was never, ever going to ever have wine or anything again. Yeah. I said I'm being more intentional because I know what happens when I do that too much.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I was very clear on, I didn't want to share that publicly. I was just going to go on my little sobriety journey by myself and everybody can mind their business. But I also realized that there are a lot of people that want to have that conversation, but don't know how or don't know where to go for it. Yeah. So that was just important for me to do. And wherever the shoe fit in that for whoever, that's what I want. I want you to take what you need and leave what you don't, pretty much for all of them.
Yeah, for all of them.
But yeah, this was...
Yeah, this is nice.
I like this. I think we'll do more.
Yeah.
I think we'll do more.
And I made it through it.
You made it? High five. All right, y'all. You're going to hear from her more. I promise you.
Yeah.
No, you did great.
Yes.
You did great. And that's how I wanted to feel. Like, we talk all the time. So just, I said once we start, she'll forget about the camera and the mic.
I know, and I hardly looked at it.
You hardly look at it. So you did great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for allowing me to come on here. Like, okay, she sees something special in me.
Yes, of course I do. I mean, anybody that takes their time, and I know there have been instances where you said you've listened more than once. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I got to really like something to listen to it more than once.
Like, just the different points. And then I think it was the last one that you... No, it was the bonus episode, and you surprised us with it.
Yes.
And you told us how to prioritize. So I'm trying to do that with my top three.
Your top three.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
do that
right now.
Shout
out to Aaron On Demand.
Yeah. So my top three, first of all, something about myself. So my skincare routine and my journaling, I have that on number one for each day because I know that if I don't get any time to myself, I am going to just.
Yeah.
So that was number one. And then I think 2 days up the week, I have to do a load of laundry, even if I put it in a wash machine while I'm cooking dinner.
Right.
And then my other third one was to just make sure that the house is clean. Don't leave like any dirty dishes in the sink. Right. And I have like house chore on there. So like Monday, clean the microwave, or Tuesday nights
is
our trash.
Extra organized. I love it.
Wednesdays is our trash day. So Tuesday nights, I always clean out the fridge so I can get everything
get trash out.
Yes. But now that when I start work, it's probably going to change a little differently. Mm-hmm. So I'll see how this week plays out.
Yeah. Because you're used to being home and you get more done too.
Yeah.
But it's also going to force you to know what's to prioritize. Like, okay, I normally do this, but like, what's actually priority? Yeah, that top three changed my life, honestly, because I was the person that would write everything on my to-do list. And if I didn't get it done, I felt like a failure. But now I'm like, okay, what's actually a priority? What can I handle with my schedule?
Yeah.
Like, I know I go to work at 8. I know I leave at 5. I know I got to spend time with Tyler, do homework. I know I got to do laundry, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
But what do I actually need to get done so that the needle is moving a little bit?
Right.
And whatever don't get done, we'll do it another day. So alongside my top three, I do use my notebook in my phone.
Okay.
And I do it by the month. So I'll put the day of the week, the date. And then I'll list what I need to do or, like, what's happening that day. So if Tyler has an early release, Tyler early release. So I realize that if it's happened on a Tuesday when I work from home, I'm probably not going to get too much done once he gets once he gets home. So I only put things on my calendar that I know I can get done. And if I have room to do more, I'll take something from another day that week and do it then. But all of that just frees your mind up and gives you space to think.
Yeah, and you have to declutter your brain too because, oh gosh.
The things that go on up there.
It's just so fast too. If you have too much in your brain, that could be a reason why you're not sleeping at night or hard to fall asleep. So anytime I have something, I'll just quickly jot it down or, like you said, put it in your notes. Mm-hmm. Just acknowledge that thought that you have.
Acknowledge that thought that you have. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, because if you just like, okay, whatever, it's going to come back to you. So just actually write it down. So like, okay, it's physically out of my brain now on this piece of paper.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That helped me.
Well, thank you, Anjanae, for spending some time with your girl.
Yes. I appreciate really enjoyed this.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. We'll be doing more of these, even if they're virtual, because I know a lot of people don't live where we live. So if you're watching or listening to this and you are an avid CFM supporter like Anjanae, send me an email, closeformaintenancepod@gmail.com. I'd love to chat with you about your thoughts on previous episodes and just kind of catch up and see what you got going on. All of this helps me to stay consistent with the podcast in between episodes, because I plan for an episode, but in between, I think it's good to still stay connected. And this is just one way for us to do that. And so, yeah, if you aren't subscribed to the podcast yet, go ahead and do it. We're everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And subscribe on YouTube as well. I'm trying to keep up with the video podcast, but the video is literally trying all my nerves. So y'all pray for me with that. We're going to get better, I promise. But thank y'all so much for your time. Thank you for listening and watching. And until the next time, I'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye. That was good. And I hope this gives you motivation to keep going too, because this is really helping a lot of people.